Tumayo po tayong lahat para sa pagbasa ng salita ng Diyos. Buksan po natin ang ating Biblia sa aklat ng Unang Pedro, Kabanata 1, Talata 13 hanggang 21. Babasahin ko ito sa Magandang Balita Biblia at matatagpuan po ang ating passage sa page 11 ng ating e-bulletins, or you can follow along the screen. Kaya nga, ihanda ninyo ang inyong mga isipan para sa dapat ninyong gawin. Maging mahinahon kayo at lubos na umasa sa pagpapalang tatamuhin ninyo kapag nahayag na si Jesucristo. Bilang masunuring mga anak, huwag kayong umayon sa masasamang pagnanasa tulad ng ginagawa ninyo noong kayo'y wala pang tunay na pagkaunawa. Dahil ang Diyos na pumili sa inyo ay banal, dapat din kayong magpakabanal sa lahat ng inyong ginagawa, sapagkat nasusulat, magpakabanal kayo, sapagkat ako'y banal. Walang kinikilingan ang Diyos, hinahatulan niya ang mga tao ayon sa mga ginawa nila. At dahil tinatawag ninyo siyang Ama, mamuhay kayong may takot sa Kanya habang kayo'y nasa mundong ito. Alam ninyo kung ano ang ipinantubos sa inyo sa walang kabuluhang pamumuhay na inyong minana sa inyong mga magulang. Tinubos kayo hindi sa pamamagitan ng mga bagay na nasisira, tulad ng ginto o pilak, kundi sa pamamagitan ng mahalagang dugo ni Kristo. Siya'y tulad ng korderong walang dugis at kapintasan. Itinalaga siya ng Diyos bago pa nilikha ang daigdig, at alang-alang sa inyo ay ipinahayag sa mga huling araw na ito. Dahil kay Kristo, sumasampalataya kayo sa Diyos na sa Kanya'y muling bumuhay at nagparangal. Kaya't ang inyong pananampalataya at pag-asa ay nasa Diyos. Mga kaibigan, ito ang salita ng Diyos. Maari na po kayong umupo.
Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si Aaron Villafuerte, isa po sa mga members ng church na ito, and I'm thankful to be here tonight once again to preach God's Word sa inyo pong lahat. If this is your first time, we are glad to have you tonight. I hope so far you are encouraged sa ating pong singing and our praying and reading God's Word, and I hope that you would also be encouraged as you hear God's Word preached sa gabi pong ito. I am particularly thankful sa buhay po nila Kuya Cesar and Ate Rochelle Asiste. Sila po yung mga nag-host sa amin every Wednesday sa aming pong Bible study. And of course, thankful din myself sa mga tao who are hosting yung kanila pong mga community groups sa kani-kanilang tahanan. It's such a joy to be back, be able to gather and study God's Word together. One of the perks of gathering together sa mga Bible studies is you get to perhaps do singing bago kayo mag-start ng study. But one of the things that we do is to eat together. We dine together. And every week, iba't ibang putahe po yung aming natitikman who are sponsored by different members ng community group. Particularly last Wednesday, si Ate Rochelle po ay nagluto ng napakasarap na pork sinigang. Hindi ko po kayo iniinggit, pero masarap po yung pork sinigang. And yung response po ni Paeng nung gabing yon was really there, and he says, ang sarap po. And surely, wala pong halong biro yun, no? Masarap po yung sinigang. And I also appreciate yung mga tao who have been sending us food. Salamat po when you invite us to your homes. Masarap po yung inyong mga pagkain. And there is a particular appropriateness dun po sa response na yun na narinig ko kay Paeng na ang sarap po. Of course, we thank si Ate Rochelle dun sa kanya pong pagluluto. And, but yung aming pong appreciation is something that we brought up to next level. Hindi lang po kami nagpasalamat, hindi lang po namin sinabi na masarap po yung ulam. Alam niyo po kung anong ginawa namin? Nag-Sharon po kami. Alam niyo po yung nag-Sharon, di ba? Pag sinabing nag-Sharon, nag-uwi, di ba? Ulam pa namin bukas kasi ang sarap eh. Talagang hapunan mo na ngayon, tanghalian mo bukas, di ba? Pagka medyo marami-rami yung naiuwi mo, baka hapunan mo pa rin bukas yun. And you see, yung response po doon sa goodness na aming pong na-experience, I think is right and appropriate. It's commensurate doon po sa magandang bagay that we have received, hindi po ba? And this is true of everything. When we see things that are great, things that are awesome, kapag meron po tayong na-experience that is so good, our response is should be commensurate to that goodness. Bilang mga Christians, we have to consider that we have the most awesome and glorious reality in this world that we see in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we think, what is our response to that? Sa gabi pong ito, we find ourselves in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 hanggang 21. For the past three Fridays, we've seen Peter telling us how great ito pong salvation that we have in Christ. He says that we have been elect and chosen of God, been born again to a living hope, born again to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for us, that we are recipients, ito pong salvation that has been predicted by the prophets, proclaimed by preachers, and which angels pondered. We have this great privilege of knowing this salvation. And so, since ito pong salvation na to is so great, how do we respond? Ito po ay isang critical na issue sa isang tao. But particularly for those who are suffering, dun po sa mga tao who are enduring hardships. Katulad po ng mga sinulatan ni Peter here in 1 Peter. And I think in those moments of crisis, that's when ito pong fundamental question comes up. What do you do? How do you respond? And this must be what Peter's audience were thinking of, hindi po ba? What do we do? They're suffering. They're experiencing injustice. They're under persecution. What do we do? And imagine being their sandals, feeling yung kanila po nararamdaman, experiencing what they are going through. And so it's natural to ask, what do we do? As you are sojourning in a fallen world, and as you endure ito pong mga difficulties that have to come as a result of following Christ, what do you do? Alam po ninyo that living out for your convictions, perhaps sa inyong trabaho, if you're living out your convictions, your Christian convictions, you'd be passed over for promotion, what do you do? If the boss tells you to do something that you know is wrong, what do you do? Alam po ninyo that sharing the gospel to your unbelieving parents, unbelieving friends, unbelieving brothers and sisters would make them upset, perhaps would make them angry at you. What do you do? And in this world, it's hard to identify as Christians because yung ating pong mundo ngayon has been much hostile against Christians. What do we do? But Peter tells us that God has done something great sa atin in Christ. And therefore, this is what you do. And this is our main point for tonight. Our salvation should motivate us to hope in Christ and to live holy lives in fear of the Lord. Our salvation, yung pong kaligtasan that Peter has been telling us, should motivate us to hope in Christ and to live holy lives in fear of the Lord. Let me read once again 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 hanggang 21. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on Him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through Him are believers in God, who raised Him from the dead and gave Him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. This is the word of the Lord. Let me pray for us as we continue. Oh Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Doon po sa ating passage tonight, Peter tells us of our response. Meron pong tatlong imperatives. Pag sinabi po natin imperatives, these are commands. There are three imperatives that form yung pong backbone nung argument ni Peter in this section. So, three things. Basically, ito po yung ating outline. This is how we structured yung ating pong outline. And this is how we respond, Peter tells us. Number one is that we are to be hopeful. Be hopeful. Verse 13. Makita po natin sa verse 13, we see the first word in the passage is the word therefore. This ties up everything na binanggit po ni Peter previously. He says, therefore, for this reason, in light of this great salvation ng verses 3 hanggang 12, what do? Be hopeful. He says, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. He tells us to set our hope in Christ. Pero alongside po ng command na yan, meron pong dalawang actions that describe kung paano po tayo mag-set ng ating hope sa Panginoon. He says that we are to prepare our minds for action and be sober-minded. Hindi po yun yung mga main commands, but they are descriptives of the main command, set our hope. Pansinin po ninyo itong phrases na preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, both these expressions ay concerning the mind. Hindi po ba? Yung pong una, preparing your minds, literally means to gird up the loins of your minds or to tighten or to bind up ito pong loins ng ating pag-iisip. Minsan hindi natin alam what that means, right? When we say gird up yung loins, yung image po na binabanggit ni Peter dito is an image of readiness or alertness. Ito pong expression na to na gird up the loins is used to describe yung pong isang tao who girds up yung kanya pong loins to secure it nang siya po ay makakilos ng mas maayos. Could be running or could be in combat, in battle. Yung mga kalalakihan po, perhaps, nung panahon ni Peter, and I think even sa panahon natin yun, di ba? We still see people who wear long robes. And so, for them, na sila po ay makakilos ng maayos, makatakbo, makipagbakbakan, so to speak, sa isang gera, they have to pick up yung pong laylayan ng kanilang suot and tie them in their waist and put belts on it. Nang sa ganun, meron po silang freedom in their movement. So that's what it means when you gird up the loins. And so, this would allow them to run with ease, na maging madali po yung kanilang paikipaglaban. And so, yung picture that it tells us is a picture of being ready or being alert. We would remember in the story ng Passover sa Exodus, God instructed Moses, kung paano po dapat itong mga Israelites would take yung pong Passover. He says in Exodus chapter 12, verse 11, "In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat in haste." Imagine, they're eating yung pong kanilang Passover meal, and they have to have yung kanilang loins girded up with their belt, suot yung kanilang sandals, they have their staff, and they have to eat it in haste. And so, it's a picture of being ready, because anytime God's Passover, or God would pass over and bring yung pong 10th plague. So they don't know. That's why they have to be ready. And so yung second po is being sober-minded. Ito pong being sober-minded normally is the opposite of being drunk. Diba? Kung hindi ka lasing, ikaw ay sober-minded. So, ito pong word na ito is used by Peter two more times sa kanya pong letter. And he ties this up, itong word na being sober-minded, with being self-controlled sa chapter 4, verse 7, and being watchful sa chapter 5, verse 8. And so, yung pong expression na being sober-minded is being self-controlled and being watchful. Meron pong sense, ito pong word na ito, in which it calls us to focus and to control yung pong thoughts ng ating minds. So, we are to be watchful of the things that might entangle and hinder us in setting our hope in Christ. That's what he says. And so, what does this setting our hope in Christ mean? Ano po ba yung ibig sabihin ito? You may recall sa verse 3 ng sulat po ni Peter, he says, "God, by His mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead." Ito po yung hope na meron tayo, that Christ is risen. We set our hope in Jesus because one day we know that He will return. We have hope because we know that the Word of God is true and that He fulfills every promise that He made. And He, Jesus, says that He will come back and make all things right. Hindi po ito katulad ng hope that this world tells us. Biblical hope is different. Yung mundo po, it tells us, "I hope you feel better. I hope your situation changes." Or, "I hope things turn out differently." Ito pong mga bagay na to are just wishful thinking. Biblical hope is so different from the world's hope. Yung pong hope sa Bible, the Bible's hope, is not just wishful optimism, but a confident expectation. Meron pong certainty dun sa ating hope. Ito po ay isang settled peace that does not come because alam natin lahat ng bagay about the future. No, we have this settled peace because we know the God who holds the future. And this is the kind of hope that Peter is commending to us. Ito po mga believers na to, they are suffering immensely. Yung kanila pong lives may be under threat. And what is it that Peter is telling them to hope for? It's Christ. So if you're facing difficulties or suffering sa mga oras pong ito, and I ask you, what do you wish to happen dun sa inyong sitwasyon? If you could just, sorry for the reference, if you could just Thanos your way to your situation, if you could just wave your magic wand and all things will be the way you want them to be, what do you think yung pong solusyon sa inyong problema? What do you hope for? I think for most of us who are suffering, or tayo po ay nasa mga difficult na problema or sitwasyon, we would want our suffering to stop. I want my boss to stop making my life difficult at work. I wish that things at home would be better, that our family relationship would be great. I wish I could find a job. I wish I could find a better job. And of course, all these things are okay. It's okay to want those things. Pero hindi po yon yung lugar to which we place our hopes in. The gospel doesn't give us the hope that things would fall into place in this life. The gospel gives us the ultimate hope that things will be way better in the life to come. That's what Peter said. Set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Sinasabi po niya sa kanyang mga mambabasa, and even to us, to look forward and to set our hope not merely on some situations or some solutions sa ating problema in this life, but to set our hope in that resolution that would come in the life to come for the grace that we would experience when Jesus comes back. That is where we set our hopes in. Mga kapatid, a response to this great salvation is to hope in Christ. Be hopeful. And I want you to think about that sa gabi pong ito. Perhaps in your quiet time tomorrow morning, where do you put your hope in? Be hopeful. Second thing, verses 14 to 16, be holy. Sabi po dyan, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in some of your conduct. Yung po ba yung sabi? Oh, sorry. You also be holy in most of your conduct. Hindi po, di ba? You also be holy in all of your conduct, since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. He commands us to be holy in all of our conducts. Alam niyo po sa Greek, ito pong phrase na yan. In the Greek, ang ibig pong sabihin yan is to be holy in all of your conduct. There's no difference. It's in all of our conduct. And the way to do that is to not being conformed to the passions of our former ignorance. Here, Peter gives us yung pong basis ng command na yan. He tells us that since we are obedient children, and yung pong nag-iisa who called us is holy, then we are to be holy. Yun po yung basis. It's interesting that Peter uses sonship language dito po. Remember Paul in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 to 3 says this, and you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. Sabi dyan, we are sons of disobedience, we are children of wrath. Bago po tayo naging Kristiyano, the Bible is clear that we are not children of God. Yes, all people, all human beings are created by God, but only those who are in faith are called children of God. We are by nature children of wrath. And nung tayo po ay naging Kristiyano, we have been adopted into God's family. Paul tells us in Galatians 4, verses 4 hanggang 6, but when the fullness of time come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. He has made us alive and has given us new hearts. Ito pong heart that desires to please Him in all that we do. And so, bilang mga anak po ng Diyos, as children, we are now to pursue holiness and not be conformed to the things that we previously do when we were not yet Christians. Meron po dapat change of attitude, change of interest, change of disposition, change of likes. Because meron pong internal change dun po sa ating status of being adopted as children of God, being born into the family of God. We see Peter says that we are to be holy, for God who called us is holy. Ito po ay kinote in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44, binasa po ni Brother Bon kanina. When you have been a Christian for quite some time, I think alam niyo na po yung ibig sabihin ng holiness. But if you ask a non-Christian, or perhaps someone who is new in the faith, kung ano po ba yung holiness, I think they would say something like moral purity, uprightness, di ba? Righteousness, doing good, right? Pero ito pong holiness ng Diyos refers primarily sa kanya pong pagiging unique, pagiging set apart, pagiging different, pagiging distinct. Siya po ay holy because He is unique, distinct from everything. But meron pong secondary meaning itong word na holiness, which refers doon po sa binanggit ko kanina, moral uprightness, purity. And yung gamit po nitong quotation dito ni Peter, you should be holy for I am holy, I think, falls into those two categories, being distinct and being morally upright. Of course, we can never be God because we are creation. We were created by God, but there is still a sense in which we are to be set apart as the church. We are to be set apart in a unique group of people that is morally upright and pure. Meron pong distinction. God called us to be holy for He is holy. Hindi po natin ma-attain yung perfect holiness ng Diyos, but there is a sense when we do not conform dun po sa ating former sinful passions, and when we strive to be pure and upright before the watching world, they would perceive us to be different. Hopefully, hindi po negatively, but different that is marked by holiness and obedience to the Word of God. I would recall one class that we have attended, class in the Puritan 7 years ago. Dr. Joel Beakey, dinescribe po niya itong mga Puritans na to be integrating yung kanila pong Christianity in every aspect ng kanila pong buhay. It's permeating the totality of their lives, be it in their personal married life, in their social lives, in their political lives. To them, wala pong distinction between the worldly and the godly. There is no separation between what is secular and what is sacred. To them, all things are sacred, and all things should be done in light of their status as Christians, as obedient children of God for His glory. Wala pong Sunday Christian and then Monday to Saturday carnal Christian. Wala pong ganun. Their lives are permeated with the gospel, with scripture.
And so let me ask you, how is holiness seen in your life? As you reflect about your life, how is that manifested sa buhay niyo? Would people see you as someone who is different from everybody else? Would your friends back in the Philippines recognize you as the same person or someone who is different? Different in the sense that there is moral uprightness sa ating pong character. When people needed advice, they go to you because they know there is wisdom in your words. When people see you, they would scratch their heads thinking, why is she doing that? Why is she doing the right thing when everyone else is doing the wrong thing? Is this how you would describe yourself? Mga kapatid, we are to chase after holiness sa ating pong mga buhay. We are not to be conformed with the world, but we are to be set apart and different, reflecting yung pong change that has affected on us when He called us into His family. Again, yung pong change na yun is a manifestation of an internal change that happened. We don't try to do good things in order for us to be changed. We are changed first. We experience God's grace and mercy so that we are able to change yung ating pong mga pagkilos. We are to be hopeful. We are to be holy. And lastly, we are to be fearful. Verses 17 hanggang 21. Hindi lamang po tayo tinawag to place our hope in Christ's return and pursue holiness as obedient children. Peter tells us that in our conduct, we must be fearful. Verses 17 hanggang 21, it says, "And if you call on Him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through Him are believers in God, who raised Him from the dead and gave Him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God." Here we see yung pong overtones nung great salvation, that it's still the motivation why we should persist in godly conduct. Yung pong motivation of that salvation that God has accomplished for us in Christ. He says that we should conduct yung ating pong sarili, conduct ourselves with fear because God is our judge and because He has redeemed us at an infinite cost. Ano po yung cost? It's the precious blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. It's also interesting to note na ito pong section na to builds up on that sonship language on the previous point. Kung saan sinabi po niya, if you call on Him as Father. Pag-ibig po ng isang ama para sa kanyang anak is so wonderful. But ito po ang picture of the father and child relationship between God and His people raises its wonderfulness off the bar. After ko pong gumraduate ng college, I was able to teach grades 5 and 6 students, kung hindi po ninyo alam. So kung meron po kayong mga grades 5 and 6, huwag nyo na pong... I was able to teach grades 5 and 6, mga bata po, na bago po ako mag-abroad. And there is a sense na kung saan I've grown to love children, I've grown to love kids. But now that I have my own kids, I have 3, Correction, four? We're having fourth. We're going on four. I could say na meron pong special kind of love para po sa aking mga anak compared to that of my students before. Na they themselves, like a teacher, we consider our students our children. Di ba? Whenever my kids would have colds or inuubo or whatever, I just can't help but desire na yung kanila pong nararamdaman would be passed on to me. Di ba? That's how parents love your children, right? So that we could see them well and sila po ay lively, hindi po sila malungkot, pero napakakulit po nila pag wala po silang sakit. Pagka wala namang sakit, panay naman ng saway. But still, we're okay with that as long as they're okay, hindi po ba? But God being a father to us means He cares for us more than our earthly fathers do. God being our father means that He is tender with us and that we could be intimate with Him. Peter says that the same one that we address as Father is also the one who will fairly judge us according to our deeds. Siya po ay loving Father, yes, but He is also an impartial judge. I would remember a book review that I did in college. Isang book po ni C.S. Lewis, if you're familiar with C.S. Lewis. Hindi po Mere Christianity yung aking review. Mahirap po yun. It's The Chronicles of Narnia. You're familiar with The Chronicles of Narnia? You've seen the movie, right? It's a story of four siblings who found their way to this magical place which is called Narnia nung sila po ay pumasok doon sa isang magical na wardrobe. Yung pong story revolves around the interactions nitong apat na magkakapatid doon po kay Aslan, yung pong lion, yung pong king of Narnia. And ito pong mga batang to first learned about Aslan through Mr. and Mrs. Beaver. Si Lucy, yung pong youngest, yung pong babae, she assumes na ito pong si Aslan ay tao. She didn't know that Aslan is a lion. And so when she discovered na ito pong si Aslan is really a lion, she asked the question, then he isn't safe. Yung po yung kanyang response. Sabi po ni Mr. Beaver, safe? Didn't you hear what Mrs. Beaver tells you? Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe. But he is good. Yun po yung description ng mga beavers kay Aslan. Ito pong description of Aslan as lion that is unsafe and at the same time good provides a simple yet amazingly complex picture dito po sa nature nitong si Aslan, the lion. And similar to Aslan, the Father is good. We can climb up on His lap and know that He will tenderly welcome us, but we dare not forget that He also scrutinizes our lives. And that someday, He will judge every motive of our hearts. And that should cause us to conduct ourselves with fear and with reverence before God. He also says that we should conduct ourselves with fear throughout the time of our exiles. And ito pong term na exile dito has the same root which means aliens or foreigners. This implies yung pong shortness, yung temporariness ng ating stay here on earth in light of eternity. And so since we are here temporarily,
We should not settle in this place as if we're here permanently. Remember that as Christians, we are exiles in this world because our citizenship is in heaven. We are to conduct ourselves with fear and persist in holy living because God our Father will judge our actions. And added to that, Peter says that we were redeemed at a great price. In verse 18, Peter says, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Some implications po nito. It means that yung ating pong redemption or yung ating pong ransom made by Christ on the cross implies that we were in previous bondage. We were redeemed. We were bought with a price. Meaning we were previously on bondage. Ito pong word na redeem has connotations with slavery during the Roman Empire. Ang bawat tao po becomes a slave because either they are born as a slave or to a slave couple, or because yung kanila pong tinitirahan have been conquered by Rome. Others become slaves when they would sell themselves. Dahil hindi po sila makapagbayad ng utang, then they would sell yung kanila pong sarili. And ang isa pong slave will only be made free when someone would redeem him or pay for his freedom. So before we become Christians, we were in bondage to sin. We were in bondage to death. Peter describes ito pong bondage na to be the futile ways that we have inherited from our forefathers. But we praise God and bless God, we conduct ourselves with fear because the passage tells us that Christ has redeemed us. And ito pong redemption na to also implies that there is a cost. Sabi po niya dyan, we were redeemed not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. Hindi po ito cheap as silver or gold, but the great cost of the blood of Christ. And hindi lang po ito basta-basta offering of blood, like isang kilong dugo. No. Peter tells us that Christ had to die to redeem us. The Bible is clear that life is in the blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. So mga kapatid, let us not make light ito pong cost ng ating redemption. It is Christ who paid it with His own life. Peter reminds us, reminds his readers and even us that this is something that we know but perhaps often forgotten. That we have been bought with the precious blood of Christ. As Christians, we remember what the Lord has done on the cross through the gospel ordinance ng communion, which we do every month. We remember that Christ paid the price with His life. The sins of those who trust in Him have been paid for on the cross. Yung pong wrath ng Diyos has been poured out on Christ on its fullest to spare those who would turn to Him in faith. And if you have trusted in Christ and repented of your sins, they have been paid in full on the cross. But if you haven't done so, now is the time. Repent of your sin and put your faith in Christ. Because if you don't do that, then you will pay for your own sin. But it's a gospel message. It's such a good news knowing that Christ has paid it all. What we should do is to repent of our sins, believe, and put our faith in Christ, the one who paid and bore your sins on the cross.
And the last implication of this is that our redemption, it's not just costly, it doesn't just imply that we are in bondage previously, but it implies that this redemption is of God. It's of God. Verses 20 and 21 says, He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for your sake. For the sake of you who through Him are believers in God who raised Him from the dead and gave Him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. What is Peter telling us? Peter tells us that we did not do anything in our redemption. First, he says that Jesus was foreknown before the foundation of the world, before the world was made, literally, before time began. God has His plan in store. Yung pong cross is totally God's plan. And in the last time, He was made manifest. At the proper time, God gave His Son. Yung binasa po natin, Galatians 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Peter also tells us that this happened for the sake of you, who through Jesus are believers in God. It is God who applies ito pong redemption na ito para sa atin. He planned it long before everything was created. And on the proper time, He made Him manifest and applied ito pong redemption na ito for us. And this redemption is completed by God raising Christ from the dead and giving Him glory. And ito po yung inalala natin last Sunday, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And so may we be reminded of the great salvation that we have in Christ. And may this motivate us that as we live our lives here on earth as exiles, as we experience hardships and trials, as we feel the pressure to conform to this world, may it motivate us to place our hope in Jesus Christ. Trust Him that He will come and make all things new and make all things right. May it motivate us to pursue holiness as obedient children, for God who called us is holy, and we're to reflect His character before the watching world. And may it motivate us to be fearful in godly conduct, for we have been bought with a great price, and because God will be our impartial judge. Mga kapatid, our salvation should motivate us to hope in Christ and to live holy lives in fear of the Lord. Let us be hopeful. Let us be holy. Let us be fearful. Let us pray. Father, we thank You that as we remember this great salvation that You have accomplished for us through Christ, You have told us, Panginoon, in Your Word, how we are to respond in faith, how we are to live out, Panginoon, ito pong salvation that we have received from You. That in the midst of our situation, in the midst of our trials, sufferings perhaps, in the midst of our pain, God, You told us to set our hope in Christ. For we know that one day He will return and He will take us to Himself to be with Him eternally. Kung saan there will be no more pain, no more sin, no more suffering, only joy eternally in Your presence. We look forward to that day, O God. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.